now, let's take a look at weather, agricultural weather, from Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated.
We have some relatively light winds across the region, temperatures running mostly in the 70s across the area. Some 60-degree readings occurring across portions of the area from Nebraska into Minnesota and Wisconsin at this hour. There's only a little bit of shower activity that is showing up on radar in random locations from Missouri, or actually from Kansas into parts of Illinois. Most of the precipitation fell apart in the last few hours. It was a very stormy night across parts of Iowa and northern Missouri, however. Some of those areas ended up with some substantial rains. In fact, just south of Des Moines, we saw rain totals reach up over 5.5 inches. The precipitation in that region did result in some flooding. There were a number of locations in southern Iowa reporting anywhere from 2 to 3 inch plus amounts, and we are going to continue to watch that area. It's going to see some additional rainfall periodically over the coming week, and there may be some additional flood potentials. But Iowa was hit earlier this week, too, and so the ground is certainly wet now from northwestern Missouri through a big part of that state. For the lower eastern portions of the Midwest, the environment is a little bit different. We've actually seen some improvement in our excessive moisture situation. There's still some pockets out there that are struggling with that issue. But a large part of Michigan and Wisconsin and Ohio have seen some firmer conditions in the soil revolve here recently. And as we go forward through this week, we're going to see an erratic rainfall pattern for the most part. And so some areas will see some rain, others will not. I think the temperatures will be warm enough over this coming week that we'll most likely see a net drying environment for quite a few areas. The light showers that will pop up periodically will probably not be enough to counter evaporation, and so we'll still see a net drying environment. Now, there will be some showers that will refire here later this afternoon across parts of the eastern Midwest. We'll see these storms kicking off across portions of Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, maybe parts of Illinois. The precipitation is going to be mostly light, but there will be a few stronger thunderstorms out there. There's still plenty of moisture for the atmosphere to tap into, and so some locally strong thunderstorms that might produce a half inch to an inch of rain may occur. Most of the precipitation will probably be a lot lighter than that. This disturbance will be bringing in slightly cooler air to the region. I don't think it's going to cool off in a major way, but we will at least see a little bit of a relaxing in the temperatures. And we'll see a couple of other disturbances coming through the Midwest as we move out into the period from, the weekend on into the middle part of next week.